So, we've been discussing Shmona Esrei, going through Inyani Tefillah. So someone asked me this week, why is it called Musar if you're learning Shmona Esrei, if we're learning Tefillah? So it is a good question, but I thought I would answer it, amen, with the statement of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Someone once came to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and he said, what's the most authentic, original Musar, say, for an hour Mesorah? Is there something before the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim, before Reb Saadia Gaon's Emunos Vedeos, before, what early work of Machshava do we have? I don't know. So earlier than those. But Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky gave the guy a sitter. This guy's like, what do you mean? He said, you asked me for the most authentic Machshava Sefer, the earliest one that we have. He goes, sitter. Through our tefillos, we're supposed to improve ourselves. Through our tefillos, we get an understanding of what Yahadus is really all about. And so that's why when we want to learn real Musar, I know it sounds crazy. Misil Sesharim is a classic. Chovas Halvavos that we spend time on. Obviously, the later Bali Musar, Rav Volbi, Rav Dessler. But when you look at a tefillah, when you look at a siddur, when you look at the tefillos that were mimsukan by the Anshei Knesset Gedola among Simson Nevi'im, obviously they're teaching us many, many lessons about what it means to be a Jew. And it teaches us many things about how we're supposed to be improving ourselves, right? That's what some of the Bali Machshav explain, how tefillah can change a gzeir min ha-shamayim. I don't understand. God is not like a parent that if you annoy him enough, he's just going to change his mind. My kids, you annoy me enough, they know, okay, fine, do whatever you want. Stop annoying me, now Jeremy can relate. You give in, but Hashem is not that. So how does tefillah work? You're hacking God enough, you're annoying God enough, you're kvetching enough that Hashem says, fine, enough already. So the answer that many give is because through the experience of tefillah, you're supposed to be a different person. You're not supposed to be the same person before tefillah that you were after tefillah. That's how tefillah is supposed to be an experience of self-improvement, of hisalus, of lifting yourself up. And that's why when we talk about learning tefillah, of course this is still musar. Avada, it's musar. Through our tefillah, we're improving ourselves through improving our tefillahs. The learning tonight is L'Zecher Nishmas Chaim Shmuel Meir Ben Abba Halevi, Steve Prower, whose Yahrzeit is this evening, his fourth Yahrzeit tonight. Yudalad Kislev, he would sit very often, many shiurim right over here. Not in this chair, the old black chair that we have upstairs, it's being ripped apart. Steve would sit in it right over here at many, many Thursday night shiurim. And this isn't Thursday night, it's Wednesday night, in honor of Thanksgiving, but even more appropriate, I realize that the Yahrzeit is this evening, that the learning we do should bring Aliyah l'Nishmaso. So we're in the second bracha of Shmona Esrei. And the second bracha of Shmona Esrei, is the bracha of Gevuros. It's the bracha of strength. It's the bracha of justice. We know that we mentioned that many point out that the first three brachas of Shmona Esrei correspond to the Shalosh Avos, the three Avos. Obviously, the first bracha is Avram Vino Magen Avraham, the bracha of Avos, he's the first. The second bracha, therefore, Givurus, would be the bracha of Yitzchak Avinu. That's the bracha of Givur. We know that was Yitzchak Avinu's Mida, was the Mida of Givura. And in the bracha of Gevura, that's also known as the bracha of Tchias HaMesim, what we're going to do is we're going to start describing God, not in terms of attributes, but in terms of actually how he relates to the world, right? The first bracha was our introduction to God. By what right do we have to be able to talk to Hashem, to ask of Hashem? The first bracha is really about the relationship of the Avos and the relationship that we are maintaining, that we are continuing, right? The unique relationship with Hashem. When we come to the second bracha, what we're doing now is that we're giving Shevach to Hashem for how he relates to the world, right? In the first, we mentioned basic ideas vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, but here we're going to be getting more specific and we're going to be relating to themes of Mechaya Mesim. The Torah points out, Rabbi Mansur in his Sefer has this idea that the Torah points out that there are four things the Gemara tells us, there are four maftechos, four keys that Hashem keeps, that he doesn't give over to anyone else. The keys are the bracha, the key to rain, the key to parnasa, livelihood, the key to childbirth, and the key to trias hamesim. And the Gemara quotes four psukim, four proof texts, that these keys are specifically in Hashem's hands. And actually, the Torah says that in those four psukim quoted, in the Gemara, there are 51 words, and in the second bracha of Shemona Esrei, there are 51 words. So meaning we're alluding to these four maftechos, and we'll see that throughout the bracha. But the bracha starts, Atah Gibor Le'olam Hashem, meaning Adonai, right? My master. What does it mean, Atah Gibor Le'olam, my master, that you are strong forever? So some say very simply that when it comes to the Ribono Shel Olam, you know, we have to understand that the Ribono Shel Olam is his Gevura. There is no weakening, there is no aging. The Ribono Shel Olam people, you know, the images of God, you know, even in the George Burns movies, way before your time, before my time, I only saw that on video. Howard, maybe your time, the George Burns, George, right?
I'm only a year or two old.
I'll do that, I know. Oh God, what was it called? I forgot what it was. But, you know, God's always imagined, what?
Morgan Freeman?
No.
He
in one movie also, he played Kavi. But, you know, this idea that God is this old, you know, image of God. So that's not true. That's Hagi Bar La'olam Hashem, meaning that you are strong. There's no weakening of the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's something that right off the bat, that I could, the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the Midas of Basar V'dam. Because basar v'dam, flesh and blood, we know there's always a weakening of one's abilities, there's a weakening of one's strength. But when it comes to the Ribono Shel Olam, we have to know that kol gevurato v'kocho nitzchi, that his strength and his energy are nitzchi, that it's eternal. Ein nofel v'chas v'shalom lo zikno v'lo teshishus. There's no aging, there's no teshishus, meaning sapping of strength. And that's what we say, Atah Gibor La'olam Hashem, meaning that you, Hashem, are Gibor La'olam. Right? It's a statement of Shevach, of Hashem's Nitzchius, something that Hashem is really beyond time, something that we referred to also in the first bracha, and it's interesting that it's something that the Anshei Knesset HaGedola stress here in the second bracha as well. And then we go to the idea, Mechaye Meisim Ata, Mechaye Meisim Ata. This is a bracha of Tchias HaMeisim. What are we referring to when we say Mechaye Meisim Ata? So many of the Mefarshim and the Siddur take very different approaches here. So, you know, on one level, of course, Pashut, we're talking about Tchias HaMeisim. We're talking about the resurrection of the dead, right? But others say that no. Later on in the bracha, there's a clear reference to Tchias HaMeisim that is referring to Yishenei Afar, right? Those that are sleeping in the dirt, in the dust, right? That's a reference to the Tchias HaMeisim as resurrection, of bringing the dead back to life. Many say that when we refer to Mechaye Meisim earlier, and we refer to Mechaye Meisim a few times, we refer to Mechaye Meisim three different times in the bracha, we're referring to three types of Mechaye Meisim. The last one is Mechaye Meisim, people who are dead, mamish, you know, shoch ne'afar, those that are dwelling in the dust, are going to come back. But what's the Mechaye Meisim Ata that we talk about right over here? So the Rabbi Drum and the Sefer Reishis Chachma, Rabbi Drum is one of the Rishonim, the Reishis Chachma is one of the Balei Kabbalah from the time of the Talmud or Moshe Cordovero and the time of you know, Mechaber, the Arizal, and that holy time in Sfat, or some Alkabetz. So they both say Mechaye Meisim Ata actually is referring to whom? The human being who wakes up every morning. Mechaye Meisim Ata is referenced to each and every one of us, that we are Mason when we go to sleep at night, right? That part of the soul actually ascends on high. Yeah, when a person goes to sleep, part of your neshama is in Shamayim. So it's a separation of neshama from guf, right? Which we normally think separating neshama from guf is when? Is Acher Meves from Shana. So that no, every night there is a separating of neshama from guf, and therefore every morning we're really experiencing a tchias hameisim mamish. We're experiencing a tchias hameisim, and that's what it means. Atah Gibor La'olam Hashem, mechayim meisim ata. That you're ones that's mechayim meisim. You're the one who brings back our soul each and every morning. We say at night, biyadchav kidruchi beisi shan velo ira. Right? Every night we say that I'm going to deposit my soul, God, with you. I won't be afraid. So then, if that's what happened, so then in the morning, when we wake up, it's all, right, with Hashem's doing. That's why every morning we say, Mode ani lefanecha melechai v'kayam, right? Thanksgiving is tomorrow. See, Thanksgiving doesn't start at night. It doesn't start by Shkia. Thanksgiving starts tonight at 12 a.m. And it continues till tomorrow night. Thanksgiving is not yet. You know, the Gaisha holidays don't follow the Jewish rules. At least not yet. You know, maybe the day is coming. The great day is coming, right, Sam? The great day is coming that maybe we'll be able to do it.
Thanksgiving was in Israel. Yeah. Federation
one time. Thanksgiving. Yeah, you can find them. You can find them. But
you had
one also.
I think it was in the
Inbal. Oh wow! I'm sure that was very nice.
It was with the birds.
Nicer than any things you can get around in America, right?
For sure.
Right. But you know, this idea that every morning is Mechai Mason, that's why every morning Moda Ani Lefanecha, we recognize that Hashem returned our soul to us. Mamish. This is Tchias HaMesim, and there is something that needs to be said for that. Al Pi Machshava, you know, when we talk about taking Musar from the Siddur, what does it mean that every morning we wake up anew? What does it mean that every morning we're resurrected? There's a tremendous take-home lesson. The take-home lesson is that every day it's a Haschalah Chadasha. It's a new beginning. It's a new opportunity. You know, the Bali Musar, more in the Hasidish world, the Bali Hasidus, the Rebbes, but even the Tzadikim in the Litvish world, they always would talk about the danger of dwelling in the past. There was a famous Maisa, Meilach Biderman tells it over, that one time the head of a Beis Yaakov in Bnei Brak came to the Chazon Ish with a big problem, that there was a girl who grew up in a frum family, ran away from the home, joined the Israeli army, and Nebuch, you know, went very, very far. Very, very far from her upbringing. And now she came to this Rav, she connected with him, but she's Jewish, she has such despair. The sins that she did when she was in the army, when she came out of the army, you know, arayas, sexual relations, and all these things that she's ready to commit suicide. She has such guilt, she has such... And the Chazon Ish told this Rav Wolf, this, the head of the Beis Yaakov, in Bnei Brak, he says, you have to tell her what she's doing is aser. What she's doing is an Aveira. Now what she's doing is Aveira. Why? The Chazon Ish quotes the Gemara, it's a drush on the Gemara, obviously, but Herhure Aveira, Kashin Me Aveira. Right? The Gemara says in a different context that thoughts of the Aveira are worse, are harsher than the Aveira itself. The Chazon Ish is darshaning that, and this is, sounds like a Hasidish drasha, but it's a nice quote in the name of the Chazon Ish, that by thinking about the Aveiras that you did in the past, guilt feelings, it's worse than when you actually did the Aveira. It's worse than when you actually did the Aveira. Because you do the Aveira, you could do tshuva for it. But if you have these hirhurei Aveira, of these thoughts, you're plagued by guilt, you're racked by feelings of guilt. So those hirhurei Aveira, kashin me'aveira, they're worse than Aveira. They can destroy you. And he said, you tell this girl in my name that whatever she did is in the past, it's usher for her to think about it. She begins again today. Begins again today, a new life. And what happened is, the Achar Sof Maisa is that this girl, Baruch Hashem, became a full Balas Shuva, got married to Ben Torah, had a beautiful family. And because it's this whole Yisod that you can't dwell on the past. You're not allowed to dwell on the past. They say that, they say B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonah. Why does the Torah start with a beis? Why does the Torah start with a beis? Because the beis only has one opening, forward. That's it. You want to grow in Torah, one yesod you have to learn from the first letter of the Torah, you don't look back. And the base has a firm base to it, right? And the chaf is not as strong in terms of the base as the base. And that's the lesson, that when it comes to Torah, always moving forward. You always have to be moving forward. That one opening is going straight. You can't think, and this is what it means. This is what it means, Mechai Meisim Ata Rav Lo Shia. This is the lesson, that we can't be focused on the mistakes of yesterday. You have to be focused only on right now, what I can do, and how I can build myself up. You know, there are many Hasidish ma'aselach like this also. You know, Hasidim say that, you know, you're not a Chassid until you can mamash do the worst Aveira at night and wake up the next morning and daven with a fire. What does that mean? It means that you have to be able to be a hypocrite. It means that, no, you have to know that the Ribono Shalom, that when you make mistakes, the Ribono Shalom isn't going to kill you for it. It's an ability to do tshuva. It's an ability to pick yourself up and to move forward. Excuse me. And that's rooted in the physical world. People wonder, why did God make us? You ever hear this question, why do we have to sleep? No, why do we have to sleep? You ever got that one yet from Aaron? You know? Kids sometimes say, why do we have to sleep? If Hashem, why do we have to sleep? And I think there's a beautiful lesson in sleep. Aside from the fact that it's very geschmack. They don't understand that. That hits like 9, 10 years old. Then they start sleeping. You know, maybe a little later, depending on the kid. Forget it. That's a disaster. It's a cave. You want to be a bear and hibernate for months on end. But you like to go back a little. But the idea is, why did Hashem create sleep? It's partial. Hashem created sleep because part of the Bria is the ability to constantly renew yourself, to leave the past in the past, to leave it dead and buried. That when you wake up tomorrow morning, you're a new person. And this is such a big yisod in Avodas Hashem. The kocha, the yetzer, is constantly, the yetzahara, what the yetzahara wants more than to do anything, is to make you feel that you're worthless, to make you feel like you did this and that, you think now you're going to learn, now you're going to daven, you're the guy that wasted so much time, you're the guy who did this, X, Y, and Z, now you're such a big tzaddik. That's what the Yetzer, it's mamash the Yetzer. It's the Yetzer wants to crush us with that. So the koach of sleeping is the koach of saying, I'm putting myself to bed. I'm rebooting. My neshama is going up tonight. It's going to be washed. Hashem's going to give it back to me. And I'm going to start again. And that's why, you know, when people, you know, feel that, you know, who am I fooling? I've tried so many times to make davening meaningful. I've tried so many times to, you know, to be able to learn geschmack, and I've never done it. There's no reason. Who knows? Who knows? You know, that's why there's a pella when you think about it. In this week's parsha, I was thinking about this as drusha. So there's five people here. So you are here this for Shabbos? You are. Everyone here?
We're here.
Twice. Okay, so you might. I mean, it's a pella when you think about it.
To get right.
Ishto kegufo. Your wife would say the same thing, Howard. Mom's ishto kegufo. Husband's like the wife, a wife's like the husband. You should tell Elisa, you know, Baruch Hashem. But, you know, some Rishonim, Cheshbonais, or early Achronim, Cheshbonais, that Yaakov Avinu was punished for putting Dina in a box, right? Why is he punished for putting Dina in a box? Because maybe Esav would have seen her, Esav would want to take her as a wife, and Esav would have done tshuva to marry Dina. You know how old Esav was at the time?
He was over 90.
Some say he was 98. Can you imagine? 98 years old, a bunch of wives, raped women, killed people. Can you imagine Esav HaRasha at age 98 is going to do tshuva? Really? He spent a whole life of rishus. A whole life of doing horrible, horrible things. Now he's going to do tshuva? And the answer is yes. The answer is yes. He can do tshuva, even at that point. Even when he's 98 years old. And that's the first atog yibar l'olam Hashem, mechayi meisim ata. Mechayi meisim, meaning atog yibar l'olam Hashem, you're strong forever, and strong forever, he quotes from the Reishis Chachma, that the gevura of Hashem is seen, and that Hashem holds back, meaning gevura means to pull back, to restrain, right? That gevura ezo gibor, what is ezo gibor? The Mishnah, kovish is yitzro, right? A person who's able to restrain himself. So what does that mean? How is Hashem a gibor, and that Hashem restrains himself? So the Reishis Chachma says, ata gibor l'olam Hashem, Hashem, you're always a gibor, by restraining from punishing us when we deserve to be punished. Why? Mechai meisimata. Because you give us the opportunity to be reborn. It's a tremendous yisod. And this is a Reishis Chachma. It's one of the greatest Kabbalim, right? A Talmud of the Ramak. It's one of the biggest of the bigs, a Reishis Chachma. That's what we're saying. Atah gibor l'olam Hashem, your givur Hashem is seen in your holding back from punishing us, because as the Adam, as a master, with the servants to the master, we step out of line, we should be smacked. But no, Atah gibor l'olam Hashem, mechai meisim atah, and that's why, because you're mechai meisim, what are the next words that we say? Rav l'hoshia. What's Rav l'hoshia? You're great, there's abundance to your salvation. Meaning the mechai meisim atah is the Rav l'hoshia. that when Hashem gives us this gift called Chiyas HaMeisim, when Hashem gives us this gift called beginning again now, Mamish today, so therefore, that's a tremendous opportunity, and that's what the Aris Devash, Rabbi Yonos and Aibishit says, that that's what you should be thinking of in this bracha. Mechayim Meisim Ata, the idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekabel Tshuva, and Hashem gives us opportunity for Tshuva. And that's why the bracha of Mechayim Meisim is for what? He says, Yikavanosu Lahachayos Bezeha Olam. The kavana in the bracha Mechayim Meisim, the Aris Devash, Rabbi Yonos and Aibishit says, of course, is a kavana of the actual resurrection, as Chafetz Chaim and everyone points out. But he says one of the kavanas also you're supposed to have is what Mechayim Meisim in this world, right? Like the Kutzker, the Kutzer would always say, yeah, it's not such a mo'face to bring the dead back to life. That I could do. Bring the living back to life. That's much harder. Right, there are two bechinas mace. There's a mace we said shochani afar. There's the gemara and brachos that rishayim maf bechayim nikru mason. Rishayim, even when they're walking and eating and going to the bathroom and having children, they're dead. They're dead. The rishayim are dead. So the mechayim mason that we're referring to here, Yonos and Aibishitz, the Reishis Chachma, the Abu Dram, the first reference to mechayim mason is the mechayim mason we experience each and every morning. And when you say this bracha mechayim mason, what is your kavana? Today I'm going to serve God the way I've always wanted to. I didn't yesterday, and I haven't any day until now. Today, I'm not going to lose my temper. Today, I'm not going to waste time. Today, I'm going to daven with a passion, with a fire, with hislavos. That's what we're really capable of doing. That's the gift of Mechayim Meisim. That's the gift of starting again. And just to finish the first phrase, Rav Lo Shia, so as we said, that God's, the chesed, the salvation brought by Mechayim Meisim, so Bedram says it's Lain Kulam, everyone sees it, it's Rav, it's great. In what ways it's great? We see it, it's evident. Every day we wake up refreshed, we see that we're like new, right? And the idea others say, Rav Lo Shia, Perish Rabbeinu Avram ben Agra, the son of the Gura, Rabbeinu Avram, so he says there's also a different kavana, Rav Lo Shia. The Gemara says, who's a mace? The Gemara says, an ani is like a mace. An ani is like a mace. Right? Why? So that's a famous Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, because an ani can't give to others, and we're in this world to help others, and we'll allude to that in the beginning of the paragraph there after the Mashav Ruach. We'll get to this. There's a big Torah on that in this bracha as well. But the idea of Rav Lo Shia, the Perish Rabbeinu Avram ben Hagra says, Yeshua Nemar ala ani. Kemosha Amr, as the Pasuk says, Va'am ani toshia. That the idea is Yoshia Lubnei Evyon Vinafshos Evyonim Toshia, the idea of salvation we find Dafka by an Ani. And so when we're saying this brach of Mechayim Meisim Ata Rav Lo Shia, it's also Bederech She'ela, like we're asking to give us Parnasa, that we're like an Ani and we're like Meis. And so we're saying Hashem Rav Lo Shia to give us great salvation in so many ways you save us. Right, Mechayim Meisim Ata Rav Lo Shia, because again, without Mashav Ruach Marigesh, Mechal Kel Chaim B'Chesed, we talk about sustenance in this bracha. We talk about Parnasa, and again, as the Torah said, one of the keys that Hashem has is the key of Parnasa, is the key of Parnasa. And so that's what we're referring to also over here. So again, just to remember the chashivas of this bracha, that Hashem, obviously, Hashem doesn't grow old, Hashem doesn't grow weak. But the idea of Mechayim Meisim here, three different Chayim Meisims, the one we're referring to here is a Mechayim Meisim that each and every one of us, Be'ez Hashem, are going to experience tomorrow morning. That we're going to say Krishma, we're going to go to sleep, we're going to wake up in the morning, we experience Mechayim Meisim, and it means we're new. We're new. We can totally live a different life.
Does that mean and you're supposed to just jump out of bed and not schlep?
Well, you're supposed to say mashavara. Well, you're supposed to say moda ani, right? Give ourselves time, right, Howard?
We to
right, sit right. Up, to sit up, to you say moda ani. But yeah, you skaber kari.
This guy who wrestled with Yaakov, he wrestles with me every morning.
Well, you know who wrestled with Yaakov?
No.
Yaakov, or wrestled with Yaakov. So Sam is wrestling with Sam every morning,
yeah,
right? Chaim is struggling with Chaim every morning. I get it. This week it's been so tough. I don't know why. Maybe now that's why I'm feeling sick now on Wednesday. But Mamish, this week I've been late to Chavrus every morning. I've just been exhausted.
What time
I don't know
are you
why.
Going to sleep?
We won't talk about that.
Okay, so then you have an answer.
Right. No, but I'm exhausted and I'm not, so, you know, I go to bed the same time and I can wake up earlier. I don't know what it is. you know, old age, you know, coming on my 41 years, the cult, whatever it is. But this idea of Mechai Meisim, you don't understand how great it is. And you don't understand how the tzaddikim, throughout the Doros, the Misnagdim, the Litvaks, the Hasidim, the importance of recognizing that every day is a new day. As the Chazon Ish told this head of the Beis Yaakov in Bnei Brak to tell this girl who was mamish miyush, a girl who was mamish, he told this rav, she was thinking about killing herself. She had such embarrassment, disgrace over what she did when she was in the army. And afterwards, hirhure avera kashin me avera. The thoughts of your averas, the thinking about them, the regrets you have, are worse than actual averas themselves. They can do more spiritual damage than the actual averas. And that's why the Sfasema says, one idea we'll end with, that sometimes the nisayon of the Yetzihara that he throws at you is not the sin. And there's a very dangerous idea. And I'm not going to shut the recording, but I'd like to shut the recording. After last week, people asked me not to shut the recording from now on, so I just have to be careful what I say. But it's a peledik Sfasemes, a wondrous Sfasemes. He says, sometimes, and it's very dangerous, so that's why I hesitate to say it, but he says that sometimes you are fated to do the Avera. You don't have Bechira not to do the Avera. He says, you know where your Bechira comes in? You know what your real Nisayan is?
Response.
Your response to the Avera. Are you going to get depressed and down? Or are you going to say, I believe Hashem loves me, and I can get over this, and I'm going to do tshuva? You give me great salvation, and that's why my salvation is Yom Kippur. The opportunity to recreate yourself is Yom Kippur, and that's really every day. Rav lo Hoshia. You have the kavana that I'm going to serve God the way I want to serve God today. Not the way I served God in the past, that I feel I'm fated to serve God. I'm going to serve God the way I want to feel serve God. And as we said, the last kavana from Reino Avram ben Agra of Rav Lahoshia, that it's also Ki'elu Abakasha for Parnasa. Because in the Brach of Gevura, we recognize that not only does Hashem have the key of Tchias HaMesim and childbirth of giving life anew, but Hashem has the key of Parnasa. Rav Lahoshia, and as he said, that we saw find the idea of Yoshia Teshua Hashem, salvation three different times in Tehillim, is referring Dafka to an Ani. And we know Ani Chashav Kemes. So maybe Mechai Mesim Ata Rav Lahoshia also means, in terms of an Ani, recognizing Hashem's Gevur, that no matter what my financial matzav is, it's all Biyad Hashem, in a moment it can change. For good or Chas V'Shalom. But it could change in a moment for good. In a moment. Right? So we see just the first line of this bracha. The first line of this bracha is mamish tremendous musar, no? Tremendous musar, the first line of this bracha. Musar, not your piece of garbage. Musar, that you realize how great your neshama is every day. You experience in Tchias HaMesim. Every day Hashem is giving you new opportunities, new abilities. And Be'ezus Hashem, we should be zocha. We should give much thanks, right?
That's mechadish b'tuvah. When you see somebody every day instead of once every
day. Well, no, we said, no, that's once a year. Shachiyanu can be. But every day is Thanksgiving, right? Every day you have to give thanks to the Ribbono Shalom.
That we have like that every day.
No, that you can't. Once, twice a week called Shabbos. Shalshudas doesn't have to be so big.
You eat that much.
That's why. Okay, right. Here, you give thanks. Shkoyach.